And speaking of, you know, believe it or not, and like I said, for some reason today, man, there was a lot of focus around my artists of the month that I've had, you know, either past, present, you know, maybe future, who knows. I'm going to be catching up with another one, Weep. Remember the brand, you know, the rock band Weep out of Florida, Cocoa, Florida. That was my girl band, right? And we had so much fun, you know, catching up, you know, when they were, you know, they were one of my artists of the month. And, you know, we really, you know, kind of got into it, you know, and had fantastic conversations, had the whole band on, you know, and they're just very inspirational ladies. They're always trying to make changes, you know, and make things happen in their communities and stuff like that. And it shows, and they're very well loved. Well, they've had some new music, and of course, they immediately reached out to me, and they wanted to make sure that, you know, that I had some of that. And with that being said, you know, of course, we're going to, you know, share some of that with you. And I thought, you know, hey, you know, gang, we haven't chatted in a minute, so we're going to pull them in. We're going to do a live phone conversation with those ladies here in just a little bit, talk about some of the stuff. In fact, I've got a new track for you that I want to share with you. And of course, you know, like I said, they gave me the new music, you know, to kind of peruse and, you know, and kind of give my thoughts on and stuff like that. And so, you know, I'm going to play you one that right off the bat that I kind of like really connected with. And, you know, maybe it's the message, you know, maybe it's just the style, or maybe just because these girls rock. Either way, I think you're going to enjoy it too. So quick commercial break, pay some bills. Coming up by the break, I got some brand new Weep, all right, for you. The song is going to be called Love Rocks. You guys don't want to go anywhere, because after that, we're going to see if we can't get those ladies on the phone right here, only on Radio Memphis.
Stay connected with Radio Memphis and social media. All of our shows and presenters are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get the latest news and communicate with everyone at Radio Memphis.
Nothing in this world sounds like an American-made guitar, and nothing else sounds like an American-made guitar made in Memphis by Kevin Butts at Killer Bee Guitars. Kevin is a luthier who knows what he's doing. He uses top-shelf materials for bodies and necks and the best in electronics and looks. Kevin can even customize your ride for that perfect look. Look for the Killer Bee Guitars banner ad at radio-memphis.com to see what you can take on stage. Look carefully. You might find the Radio Memphis guitar that is in our studio right now. Killer Bee Guitars at radio-memphis.com.
There are a ton of vape products out there. Here's how you can get the lowest price guaranteed on all your vaping products. Mods, starter kits, tanks, parts and accessories, and atomizers. You can even get free shipping on select orders. From juices to customized rigs, look for the UR Vaping banner at radio-memphis.com to get a great deal on all your vaping needs. Sign up now for a 10% discount on your order. UR Vaping at radio-memphis.com.
Let's face it, we take our music pretty seriously around here. You want the best gear for the money, right? Turntables, headphones, home theater systems. It's really good information about designing the best system for you. It's all available at the Audio Advice banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Now look, this is for serious fans of the good stuff. You want theater-grade sound for your home. From home automation to lighting to security, you can get it all. Get the right advice at Audio Advice. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. That's 800-989-0841.
There is nothing more frustrating than finding that cigar you like, only to find out that your local tobacconist quit carrying it or just went out of business. Now you can get your favorites online delivered right to your door. B&B Tobacco has all of your favorites, and you can join their Cigar of the Month Club to enjoy free shipping. Cigars, pipe tobacco, and roll your own products are available to you. They ship anywhere in the world with shipping available to our military to APO and FPO addresses overseas. Look for the B&B Tobacco and banner ad at radio-memphis.com now to shop at your online cigar shop.
Radio Memphis around the world with D. Saturdays at 1 Central, only on Radio Memphis.
Radio Memphis.
brand new music premiering now on Radio Memphis.
Take you to the top, but there's one thing that can make you.
brand spanking new music right here on Radio Memphis Around the World from the band Weep out of Cocoa, Florida. Now, you guys, those are my girls right there. You guys know we've caught up before. In fact, that band right there was an artist of the month for Radio Memphis Around the World. They ruled the month of May 2017. Love Rocks. That is some new music off a new album they put together, and this is one particular song that I'm naturally drawn to, you know, and I have just gotten this real cool fuzzy feeling, warm fuzzy feeling about it. And when we got the music in, you know, from all the ladies, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do after I really kind of listened to it was I realized that some time had passed and I wanted to catch up with them. And so while catching up with them, I also wanted to be able to share that moment with you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Robin, Kimmy, Mel, and Kat on the phone with us right now from Weep. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
It is so fantastic to catch up with you.
Woo, we love it. Thank you so much. We're glad you want to have us back.
Yes. Oh, are you kidding? My God. I always play your music. And so, you guys are, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, you were my artist of the month for May 2017, and we had such a fantastic conversation with everybody, and it was real intimate, along with just, you know, we're in depth, and we got to really know each other. And one of the things about, and I told you guys then, and I'm going to tell you again now, I love watching you guys do what you do, because you were always trying, you're very infectious. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, we love it.
And you're always, you know, you're always trying to drag everybody in a fantastic way onto, you know, onto the magic carpet ride, you know, of life.
Yes.
And so with that being said, I was so excited when you guys reached out to me and said, hey, we got new some music. I was like, yes, awesome.
We were too. Yeah. I mean, it took us a while, but we were, you know, good things come to those who wait.
Of course they do. So ladies, I mean, it's a, like I said, it's been the better part of 9 months. You know, I feel like it's a pregnancy. It's been the better part of 9 months, you know, since we've chatted and stuff. So I mean, what have you guys been working out with the bands and stuff? What do you guys have been doing?
Well, basically, we've been concentrating on getting the album done, promoting. We did most everything ourselves, except for the mastering, which we had sent to this awesome guy, Alex Perialis from Ithaca, New York.
Perfect.
Pyramid Studios, yeah. But then, you know, we did the artwork and all that stuff ourselves, so we've really been working on that. Also playing some local gigs, doing some really fun original stuff here.
Yeah, we got we played for Acoustic for Change.
Oh, nice.
And got some instruments donated while we played for that. That was kind of cool to see instruments donated to kids that need them all over the place.
Love it. See, you guys are always doing stuff like this. I love this. This is like the total, like if I was having a total crappy day, you guys show up and it's like, I'm guilty. I'm not allowed to. It doesn't happen. It has to stop. You know, you guys are always doing some, I mean, it is true. It's, you guys are always doing some, it's always doing some fantastic.
I think since we talked to you too, we went to New Orleans to the Cutting Edge Music Conference, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun there. Yeah. That was August, I think. So we ventured on down to Bourbon Street and had a good time down there as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's putting all of this stuff together and putting all the music and everything else, I mean, you know, is a labor of love. And the fact that you just told me that ultimately you guys pretty much did everything yourself minus the mastering, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, you know?
Yeah.
How many? Pretty
amazing. It was a great experience.
It was a good experience. You know, a lot of late nights in the studio mixing, but
well, yeah.
Fun.
I was gonna say how many arguments happened.
actually, we never really argued.
You know, we don't really argue. We, you know, all listen to the mixes and decide what needs to be, you know, adjusted or whatever, and then Kim, who was engineering and mixing at the time, went in and redid that stuff, and then we'd listen to it again and all give our comments. So, you know, we all have our input, and there's never any, like, you know, tension when it comes to that, because basically what we're doing is co-creating
perfect
in the moment with the mixing too. So it's kind of cool.
We all come from that school of thought. I mean, and you guys know what I'm talking about. It's not like that now, but remember, yeah. like remember when we bought albums and stuff, and it was and it was one of those things where like it had to be like within a certain number, like the 1, 2, and 3, like certain things had to fall in place. You know, it was like your single that was going to go out that you were going to push and stuff. You know, had to kind of be on the front end, and your hit, you know, the hit follow up, which would be like, you know, whatever, had to be like number 4. And there was a total art and a total science to all of it, and it would be like, oh my God, because if I love this song, I love all my songs, but if I choose I choose this as number 10, you know, they're going to call it the bastard child and they're not going to love it, you know, and it's stressful, you know. It's not like
yeah, it is. And then, like, we had this awesome guitar solo one, and we had the short, and we were like, no, but it was just too long, and then we were like, no.
It's not like that anymore, okay? So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you guys, like I said, you guys come hot. You came hot and heavy, you know. What's the album called that you put together?
It's called Wash Over Me. That was our first single released last year. And we kicked around other titles, but we really came back to Wash Over Me. So
it was perfect.
That was what we stuck with. And the cover art is a picture of a little girl standing in the rain with her arms outstretched. And, you know, she's like letting the rain wash over her. It's a friend of ours, a little girl. And we thought that was appropriate.
Perfect. And it is. The Wash Over Me describes it perfectly. I mean, because ultimately, at the end of the day, I mean, it's like I told you guys earlier, listening to the music, you know, it's an escapade, you know, it's a ride, and you know, and it's a wonderful distraction from the crazy thing that we call life, you know, and it's like step back, step out, look back in, you know, kind of retrospect, whatever you words, you know, cool words you want to use for this, and it was, you know, you guys really kind of. I listened to all of it several times, and you know, one of the things that I really took away from was that, you know, everybody needed to stop and look and smell life for a second. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'm missing a moment here. I go 90 miles an hour. I'm so guilty of putting like a bunch of stuff on my plate. I am so guilty of you know, getting only 3 hours of sleep a night, you know, and trying to, you know, pack in as much as I can in a work day. I'm so guilty of, you know, not making time. And it was one of those, like, I sat and listened to the album and it was like, I made time for myself, you know, because I was like, okay. And it was so funny because I was sitting in front of my computer. I'm like, all right, this is what I would normally do. It's like, I'm gonna cue some music up. I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna see how, I'm gonna let it wash over me. And I'm gonna see how it works and stuff like that. And I'm gonna do this while I'm working, and that way, you know what I mean. I'm thinking I'm gonna like multitask because, you know, us women, we can do that.
Right? So
the music starts playing. I'm like, well, this is
one of us women can't.
right. So I'm listening to the music and I'm like starting to kind of get into it. And I'm like, well, then all of a sudden it was like, I started looking at like fashion, you know, I was like on the computer, I was like trying to find some new lipstick. And then it was like, then I was trying to find a trip, you know, like I was trying to find like, where am I going to go for like a vacation? I was like, and at the end, and it was awesome. Cause at the end of this whole ride, I was like, I didn't get jack done. and it was like, but there was like,
everybody has that kind of experience. Yeah, sit down and listen to it, and
that was great. No, I was like, and I was like, it was so funny because I was like, this was that break that you know, this was that mental break that needed to happen. And it was one of those things where I was like, hell, I need to go make me a drink. I need to, like, you know, go sit down on the patio. And, you know,
that's
and
awesome.
It was,
I think we kind of put that into it subconsciously. I know that that's sort of my personality. I get distracted by things.
Absolutely.
One day I'm checking out RVs for the band, or, you know, things that really aren't relevant, but I always get back to what's important.
See, and you guys, you did it for me, so well done. You know, it was you wrecked my whole work day, and I was so happy about it. At the end of the day, I was like, it's okay, it's good. And that's the beautiful thing, is the message was like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. It's it's going to be okay, you know? And so what a wonderful concept. What a wonderful idea. You know, you ladies have done, you know, such a fantastic job. I love the fact that, you know, you guys are have such a love and support for each other that you wound up channeling it into, you know, this creative thing of music. And, you know, you guys really, I hope that you don't ever stop, because, you know, that's something that's really, really a part of all of you.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. And we can appreciate that you can hear that in the music and feel it, even hopefully in the order of the songs. the way we put them, it sort of ended up being what it was.
That's okay. And that's totally okay. Because again, like I said, it was like, I just, you know, and you know, I'm one of those, you know, everybody gets this horror story of, you know, especially when you send your music out to, you know, tastemakers and, you know, DJs, mm-hmm. and people that are going to review stuff or whatever. You know, a lot of times it's like you hear that, you know, I'm going to go skim. I'm just going to listen to the first 10 seconds. If I don't like it, I'm going to go to the next one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, and well, here's the thing. All right. I already know who you girls were, because we've had a relationship, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. and so I was like, all right, what am I girls doing now? You know, I was like, you know, and so it was, you know, and to be quite honest, you know, one of the things that I will do is that, you know, I'll pop the music in and I'll just let it play. You know, and, mm-hmm. and you know, because, I mean, human nature, when we're listening to music, you know, normally it's a social environment, you know, one. Yeah. So if you're hanging out with your buddies and you're hanging out with your friends, or, you know, you're barbecuing or you're out dancing or having, you know, some drinks or whatever, you know, there's a social element there. You know, and a lot of other times, too, when we're listening to music, it's so that we can give some background, you know, to whatever task we're at or whatever we're doing. And so that's an ultimate test for me. I'm like, okay, because what will wind up happening is that if, you know, if I put something on and I'm doing something and I'm hanging out and I'm rocking out and having a fantastic time and, you know, and doing my work or whatever, but I get like, I still get in contact with that music and stuff, and now I start really paying attention. And that's just a thing with me. So, and it was like, you know, and you guys set up the lineup right. And it was one of those, okay, all right, yeah, that's cool. You know, it's cool, let's ride. And, you know, and then, like I said, I put my stuff down and, you know, started getting daydreaming and, you know, started looking at other things and then I started really, and just, you know, it was like having that total, you know, hair up in the, you know, and a bun on top of my head, wearing yoga pants, drinking, you know, pumpkin spice latte. You know, I was not that, but that's what needed to happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And it was like,
everybody that we sent it out to has come back with real positive reviews.
Perfect.
One of our close personal friends in Minnesota that has been on this journey with Weep since the beginning. She just got to listen to it the other day and she was just like, oh, I love this, you know? And mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So and a couple of the radio stations we sent it to, they've actually taken the time to listen to it. So we appreciate all the feedback.
Wonderful. That is so glad. I'm so glad, and that's the way it should be. You know, look, on a serious fun note, I mean, you guys have a very distinct style, you know, and it's, you know, yes, it captures the heart of indie, okay, and it captures that free indie spirit. And, you know, and that's one of those things where, you know, that is so needed, you know, it is so wanted. And it's good. You know, that's all you have to worry with and stuff like that. And so kudos to you, ladies. Congratulations on some fantastic music.
Thank you so much.
You were so
We had a great time making it. And if anybody wants to purchase it, it's for sale actually digitally on CD Baby.
Okay.
And we also have hard copies for sale if people.
Okay.
I think it's through the Square. But anybody that wants to find those links to get it, just can go to our website.
Okay.
Which is weeprock.com.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So big shows, ladies, anything, you know, okay, we've got music out and stuff. How about a video? Let's make a video.
Yeah, that's our next thing. Definitely.
We're going to be going down the South by Southwest.
Playing Texas Indie Fest again and a couple of other showcases down there.
Okay.
And working on hopefully with this local promotional company that's going to help us get the music out. And we're, right now we are we got this album finished, so right now we're working on new music, and we've got some new tunes and stuff, and I don't think we can wait to record a whole album. I think we'll probably be recording those as singles and getting them to you right away so you can
absolutely
hear those babies, because we're really excited about the new stuff that we're coming out with.
Absolutely, you know, that needs to happen. That absolutely needs to happen. Yeah, I want to see a video, like even like a lyric video, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
that is definitely something that's going to be happening within the next couple of weeks. We'll be working on that.
Perfect.
A lyric video. We already have a concept for, I think, More Than Life.
Okay.
Kind of the eerie song with the violin in it.
Okay.
And we want to do like kind of a ghostly, all of us are kind of ghostly except for Robin. She'll be like in, you know, a live human being, but we'll, as we come in with our parts, we'll be spirits, and eventually at the end of the song we'll all be living amongst the living. So kind of we're gonna try to do it in like a theater kind of setting, an old theater.
Okay. So, somebody's got to live through this entire thing. Now which song is this that you're talking about that you guys are thinking about?
That is More Than Life.
Okay.
I think it's like 7 or something in that range.
I got you. Cause like I said, I'm looking through the stuff that I've got and stuff like that. And of course I'm looking through some of the stuff that's loaded, and I don't know if he loaded that one or not. That's why I was going, which one is this? Go figure. That will be something. Look, I think you guys need to do a video. I think it would be fun because you guys have that creativeness about yourself where it can be like that total abstract, you know, it's about music, but the video is not about music. You know what I mean? But it makes
sense.
Right. So, you know, we'll definitely get some ideas on that. Ladies, I want to thank you. We had, you know, just a little bit. I had to hear from you. I had to hear that you guys were still pumping it out. It is awesome to know that you guys are still even coming up with even more music. I'm understanding that you guys have also got some help, you know, with some promotions and help with some directions and stuff like that. You know, especially with you going down south by Southwest. You guys are really starting to just kind of come into your own. I don't think you even realize that.
Hey, so if we come to Memphis to get a gig, would you like us to come to the studio and play?
Oh my God, are you kidding? Boy, that's like totally not even a need to ask questions. It's like, hey, D, we're coming to Memphis. All right.
Yeah, we're coming to Memphis.
It's like, just tell me what day you're going to be here. Tell me when you're going to be here. And so we will arrange that. Are you kidding? We will have a blast live in studio with you ladies. Are you?
Okay.
We'd set up, we'd play, all of that.
Cool.
Open phone lines, all that good stuff. You know, it's good stuff, very good stuff. I tell you what I probably need to do, since we were talking, because I knew that I was going to ask you this, but we need to celebrate the fact that you guys have this album out. You know, everybody has the option, you know, to go and grab it from you guys. I probably need to play the title track, Wash Over Me, so that everybody understands where it's all coming from, don't you think?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Even though that one's been out a while before anything else, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do that and kind of get everybody pumped up, because you know, Mama here, man. I'm playing everybody the music, playing the tracks, talking about what you guys have coming up, you know, or anything like that. And, you know, as far as, you know, shows or you know, what you guys are kind of getting into. And of course, as you guys are getting some other music and stuff, you know that you just let me know, man, and we'll definitely, you know, get it on right here on Radio Memphis Around the World and let everybody listen to it too.
Okay, definitely. We'll get that to you.
Yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, make your plans. Rock the planet, ladies. Rock the planet. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Thank you for being
here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So much. You'd like to get on Ellen. Yeah.
Well, listen, ladies, go enjoy your time, okay? Go enjoy your day and stuff like that. We'll catch up soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
WeRock.com. Yeah, WeRock.com.
We'll talk soon, babies.
All right. Bye, Diana. Right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Oh, my girls in Weep, man. I love, love, love the fact that we were able to catch up with them, because they are always just so happy. They're always just so positive. And we need some more of that, you know, in music and stuff like that, you know. So thank you again to Robin, Kimmy, Mel, and Kat, you know, of Weep Rocks. You know, if you guys put that, you know, Weep Rock, you know, in Facebook, you'll find them. WeepRocks.com, you know, you'll be able to find their websites and stuff like that. The album is called Wash Over Me, okay? They've been working on it. Then these ladies were able to take care of it. They were able to record it, mix it all on their own and stuff, minus the mastering and stuff. And so not only is this a labor of love, man, it is a total collaboration between them. And of course, I'm expecting to hear some amazing stuff. I'm expecting to see them step into some cool things. And you know, this is they do. I meant what I said it to them earlier. And if you guys missed it, you know they embodied the spirit, the spirit of indie rock. I mean, and they have that within them. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, that's a beautiful thing, and you need to capture some of that in a bottle, you know, and save it for yourself for a rainy day. So I'll tell you what we will do. Speaking of, how about some Wash Over Me? This is the title track to the new album. And again, make sure you stay tuned in to Radio Memphis Around the World, because when they get some new stuff in, when they get some new alerts and stuff like that, we're going to share it with you right here only on Radio Memphis.
Bye.
Memphis. If you are